T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And I think we're going to have to push Ricky Williams back a day or so. We're hoping to get Ricky. But
Ricky ran.
Yes, he did. He did.
Did you get that? It's kind of like, you know, the slogan, like, run, Ricky, run.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, right.
Come on,
right.
Sure.
That's
the millennial special. Sure,
yeah. I gotcha. What's up, Steiny? Talk to me, man.
49ers have the 31st pick in the draft on Thursday.
That they did.
First time they've had a first round pick since Trey Lance.
It's just kind of weird to think about, right? Because they haven't needed a first round pick. Maybe that's also why I guess there's not a ton of like. Just bubbling excitement, at least that I'm feeling from fans. I could be wrong. And 888-957-9570 if you want to rebuttal that. But I think that, like, I don't know, because they've been so successful and because of the seventh round pick that they got 2 years ago, it's almost like it's made whoever they take in the draft just gravy on top, or, you know, the cherry on top of the pie. Because, Steiny, all the players that we looked at, 17, 18, 19, you know, the Warners, the Kittles, Drake Greenlaw, Debo, Bosa, all those guys are mainstays in their formula right now.
Right.
They are the roster. They are the team. And they built wonderfully through the draft. But now it's just about sustaining that. And so might they find a gem at 31? Might they find a gem in the fifth round? Perhaps. But I don't know if we're going to know that for another year, because I don't know if there's a player that they have identified that they feel like is going to come in and challenge immediately for someone's spot, whether it's at the wide receiver position. It could be, you know, the future running back behind McCaffrey. It could be, I don't know, someone to make up for Dre Greenlaw's absence after getting injured late in the postseason. It could be one of those players, but I don't think that all of a sudden we're going to find, like, you know, the rookie all pro that's just going to come in and blow our socks off. And if that happens, that might be what ends up getting them over the top, because I think this team is going to be right back there in contention for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, let me ask 49er fans this at 888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk right now is dominating the offseason, and whether or not the 49ers are going to extend him. As a 49er fan, And I kind of want to throw it all in there with Bay Area sports fans. But I do think, you know, we've talked a lot about Clay Thompson, and we've talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk. And I guess what I want to ask Bay Area fans is, are you worried that the 49ers won't have Brandon Ayuk on the team next year? I mean, do you feel like the 49ers might not be able to pay Brandon Ayuk the money he wants? Or do you feel like, you know, some guys making a big deal out of this? This is a normal negotiation. We saw it with Debo Samuel. We know that the 49ers have a history of paying the guys that they want here. They pay those guys that they want here. So this is all a normal part of the process. Or do you think it's a little dicier than we know? 888-957-9570. The other thing is, I just, you know, took a look at Ayuk's draft.
Yeah.
So there were 8 wide receivers taken in the first 34 picks.
Mm.
And we'll go through some of them, but some of them don't have contract extensions. Some of them do. And we'll, some of them got paid, and some of them haven't yet. So I'll go through some of that. But 49er fans, what's your anxiety level about Brandon Ayuk? And I also kind of want to know if you're the kind of fan who gets really invested in, we got to have Ayuk. He's our best receiver. We got to have Ayuk. Or you're more of a fan who says, well, if we don't re-sign Ayuk, that means that he wanted too much money, and I trust John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. We'll figure out how we're still solid at the receiver position. And more importantly, losing Brandon Ayuk is not going to mean we're going to all of a sudden win seven games. We're still going to win 12 games. We're still going to be a Super Bowl contender. 888-957-9570.
Do they need Brandon Ayuk as much as they need their quarterback? No. But I do think that Brandon Ayuk is a major part of this 49ers team. And we even saw, whether it's unfair or not, we saw when Brock Purdy didn't have one of his weapons, how the rest of the offense suffered. Even sometimes Ayuk was a cost of that. I think that Brandon Ayuk this offseason has every right to demand to be paid $25 million a year. The question is, how many years do you want to give him? And I think the two guys you look at are A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Both of those players are making $25 million. Brandon Ayuk right now, if he got 3 for $75, would be paid exactly what Devontae Smith got paid. I think he's got more of a right to ask for 4 years. Do the Niners want to give him that? I think they should, because I think they want to keep this band together. I think they have reason to believe that they can get back to the mountaintop and over this upcoming 2024 season. And Brandon Ayuk is a part of that. He had 1,300 yards. He was a top five receiver last year. He was a second team All-Pro. He can continue to do that, and he might even have room to get better. So I think Ayuk is in a position where he wants to be a 49er. He just wants to get paid. And the Niners probably want to keep his value somewhere around Debo, which is $23 million. And if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm not walking into that locker room or that training facility this offseason for anything less than $25 million a year.
That's a lot.
It is.
San Jose Jazz fan says on the YouTube chat, I have high anxiety over Brandon Ayuk. I mean, what if he just gets caught in a little bit of a numbers game, which is what could happen to some Warrior players? Not to keep making that analogy, but what about if it's as simple as, look, we got McCaffrey, we got Debo Samuel, we're going to have to pay Purdy. They have to look at a way. I mean, I was listening to Dibs and Willard yesterday, and Dibs is saying that he thinks they might be far apart.
The number?
Is there any way that the 49ers don't think? I mean, let me get some of these numbers here for you.
Yeah.
All right. So here were the first round picks in Ayuk's year. Henry Ruggs, obviously he's no factor.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy got a $58 million extension from the Browns.
Okay.
So that's $19.3 million a year annually. CeeDee Lamb, he's just going to come back on his fifth year.
I think that's a little different.
Okay, how so?
Because he's going to wait to see what Justin Jefferson gets this offseason from somebody, whether the Vikings decide to trade him and he gets signed or they offer him a contract extension. I think Justin Jefferson's going to reset the market. And CeeDee Lamb also wants to reset the market. Whether he will, I'm not too sure. But that's why I also think, Steiny, that the 25, it sounds like a lot of money, but with what the next biggest contract is going to be, in my opinion, 25 might seem like it's not too bad. I mean, there's a lot of receivers making mega money, and the names you're about to read, I think Ayuk's either in that category or higher. Maybe not with Jefferson or Lamb, but you can make a case he's just as efficient of a wide receiver as CeeDee Lamb. He's just not featured as much.
Jalen Reagor, obviously he's not in there. Let's say he's not in the class of those other receivers. He's with the Patriots. He just had a one-year extension. Justin Jefferson is probably the cream of that group. He doesn't have a contract yet, but
he's in place fifth year as of now.
Yes. Ayuk doesn't have a T. Higgins. Now he's interesting because they franchise tagged him.
Yep.
But they were able to do that because he was a second round pick. And then Michael Pittman Jr. got 3 years at 70-ish million, 46 guaranteed. So he's at about 20, let's say 3-ish.
Yeah.
Is he comparable to Brandon Ayuk?
I think Brandon Ayuk's better than Michael Pittman. I think Brandon Ayuk is better than DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf makes $24 million a year. I know they're not in the same class, but just these are the names that make that kind of money. And unless the wide receiver market is taking a dive in the near future, which it doesn't appear that it is, it might max out at some point. But right now, the highest earner per year is Tyreek Hill at $30 million. I think Justin Jefferson's probably going to reset that at some point, either this year or next. And so everyone else is just basically waiting for that to come down. And the Niners might be too.
Right. Here's John Lynch from yesterday on the timing of when these things may happen.
I think that's important. I think there is, you know, human nature is that deadlines force these things. But, you know, I think you can always learn from situations, and you'd be a fool not to. I'd like to have our business tidied up at a little, you know, those things, they ran the course they needed to. And I'm proud of our record of getting the guys we want to get done. But I'm right there with everyone else. I'd sure like it to happen sooner.
So he was obviously talking about Nick Bosa, who took a little while into the preseason. I think Deebo Samuel missed some training camp before he ended up signing a couple years back. So what John Lynch is saying there is, ideally, it gets happen, you know, happens sooner rather than later. But no guarantees about that.
And here, Steiny and Evan, real quick, not to cut you off, Steiny. Yeah. Ian Rappaport, the latest on the Ayuk 49ers contract talk, this via the insiders on NFL Network.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
How much of this do you think is about his role? And that was Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. How much of this do you think is about his role?
Some of it. I mean, I still just think it's about the money. Like, he's got enough statistics from last year to prove that whether he gets the ball or doesn't get the ball, he's still really, really good. So the role could be part of it, but I also think Ayuk's looking around and like, okay, what am I going to get, 100 receptions? You know, are my targets going to go from, what, a $140 to $200 in one season?
Right.
I mean, this just isn't a team that throws the ball that much, and I don't think they operate optimally when they do throw the ball as much as a team like Dallas, who throws a whole hell of a lot to CeeDee Lamb, or someone even like Minnesota, who has to throw the ball to Justin Jefferson.
I mean, that's the thing that I look at with the San Francisco 49ers is, how do you delineate kind of their pecking order? And if you know, McCaffrey's their most important player. Obviously, Ayuk can get paid more than him because he's a receiver. But how do you balance Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk? And who's more valuable? Who deserves to be paid more? Should Deebo Samuel, should Brandon Ayuk make more or less than Deebo Samuel?
I think he should make more.
Why?
Well, number one, because it's 2 years later and the market goes up. Number two, because I think he's a better wide receiver. I think he's just more productive.
My question is, there's only one team, I think, that's got two receivers making big, big money, and that's the Eagles, right?
Yes.
So do the 49ers... Well, here's the other thing. They don't necessarily have to pay Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. They can give Ayuk a contract and then move off one of them in a year, and technically they will not have paid both guys big money because Ayuk's contract won't kick in for another year. What do you think is the holdup between the 49ers simply finding a number with Ayuk that they know they can, let's say, live with, even if it's a little high, and then just know they're going to have to deal with it in a year? But we've got to give this team the best chance to win a Super Bowl.
I think that's how they are operating, which is, you know, we'll figure it out when we have to figure it out. They got off of Eric Armstead this offseason because they had to figure it out. I mean, they brought in Javon Hargrave last offseason. That was something that was a win-now move. They gave him a lot of money. We'll figure it out later. I mean, yes, they do have to be, I guess, a little more economic, knowing that Brock Purdy's also going to get paid a lot of money. But that isn't until 2 years down the road. I don't know. I think the 49ers can operate in a place of just leaning all in on the now. I mean, we're talking about wasted seasons and earlier, not maximizing particular players on the Warriors, but the Niners almost, like, I think they do have to lean in now. I do think they have to keep this together, because if you allow Ayuk to move, or he gets traded, or I don't know, he's not on the team next year.
Right.
Can you really say you're as good as you were last season?
Well,
and last year wasn't good enough because he got beat.
In a vacuum, no. You won't be able to say that. But I don't know. Can Purdy improve? Can they improve at other positions? Like, that's the one thing that, you know, I got to allow for the possibility that, and I kind of feel this way about Klay Thompson. I think, and I don't, but I'll use the gurus, it's above my pay grade. Like, I think the Warriors can lose, you know, Klay Thompson can walk, and I think they can be better next year, depending on who replaces him. I think the fort, because of what will happen at the other positions around the two spot. So, yes, I think it's within the realm of possibility that the 49ers could, you know, lose Ayuk or trade Ayuk or not, you know, not extend him this year and be better. But you got to get 80% of an Ayuk, and then you have to fill in with other positions on the team becoming better. And I don't know if they're comfortable with that. Let's go to Frank. Frank's in Marin. What's up, Frank? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? I'm not like a Niner fan and stuff, but if you look at like the Kansas City Chiefs and how they throw a guy like Rashee Rice into the system, a rookie, and then when you go, this guy told me many years ago, when you go and pay that kind of money for somebody, then that takes away your team from winning. I don't think Ayuk is that great of a wide receiver. Oh, you say it's stats or this and that. If they were so good, they would have beat the Chiefs. And the reason they don't beat the Chiefs, I want everybody to know in the Bay Area, is because Kyle Shanahan can't win the big game. His arrogance, he won't step down. He's just going to take all the money. It's just not fair to the fans. This has been going on for 5 years, dude.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that next year.
You know what? Frank, I think he's right.
What do you got, Spadone?
I'm calling for Kyle Shanahan to step down. I'm calling for Kyle Shanahan to step down. He's only had 4 winning seasons in 7 years. He's only made 2 Super Bowls. You going to jump in there, Spadone?
I just say Steve Spagnuolo did punk him twice, to the caller's point. Can't win the big one, guys. It's tough.
It is tough. It really is. The other thing that I thought was interesting...
There's never been a shorter period of time to never win a big one than in today's world.
By the way, you see what the Chiefs did today?
They probably made...
Speaking of extensions...
Go ahead.
Andy Reid, their head coach, the GM, Brett Veach, and then their president, Mark Donovan, were all extended after they won the Super Bowl. I just thought it was interesting that the Niners, for example, gave out extensions to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch when I believe they had multiple years left before the season last year.
They also didn't announce it, which I thought was interesting.
Well, that was, I think, because they were negotiating with Bosa. But you're right. Yeah, they didn't announce it when they did it.
It is pretty unbelievable, real quick.
Yeah.
Just going back to that Super Bowl that Frank brought up, only 6 targets, 3 receptions, 49 yards for him in that game.
For a guy
that prides himself on his route running ability and going up against the sticky coverage of that Steve Spagnuolo defense in Kansas City, not being able to gain a lot of separation there, that does give me slight pause. Like, if we're talking about the best of the best and getting this guy paid, you got to show up in the big games, right? And Debo not doing it too, that does give me a little bit of, maybe we should look at, you know, potentially moving off of him and getting younger and shoring up some space salary wise.
So the question I have is, he's not as good as CeeDee Lamb.
shame in that.
He's not as good as Justin Jefferson.
No.
You probably think he's better than T. Higgins.
I think he is.
He's better than Pittman.
I think he is.
And he's better than Judy.
Yes.
Okay, so he's so I'm kind of with Spadone. I wonder if the 49ers think that he's better than those guys, or if he's just kind of in that group.
Well, if he was better than Justin Jefferson, they would have to pay him $35 million.
No. I mean, I wonder if the Niners concede or say, oh, no, Brandon Ayuk's better than Judy. I mean, I know fans, we will, because of the numbers, but...
Well, and also, I mean, if you just watch him play, like, Jerry Judy has trouble catching the ball sometimes. So that's... him specifically, I don't know, you know, just saying. But it's interesting, because, so, like, if you go through that Super Bowl, like, the Niners' leading receiver was Christian McCaffrey. I mean, yes, Steve Spagnuolo dialed up a great defense, but it wasn't as if the number one option for Kansas City, to our caller's point, Rashee Rice, just tore the game up. Like, I think he had, looking at it right now, he had 6 catches for 39 yards.
Who was this?
Rashee Rice.
Okay.
The
sure.
Spectacular rookie that emerged last year for the Chiefs. I mean, there wasn't as if there was a player in that game outside of Travis Kelce, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, that did a ton of damage in that game. So, yes, is Brandon Ayuk... he's not Justin Jefferson. He might not be CeeDee Lamb. He's obviously not, you know, Travis. He's not a Hall of Famer, but that doesn't mean that he isn't still a very good wide receiver. And the going rate these days for very good wide receivers is about $250,000. So unless, I mean, this is what you could do if we're talking about first round picks. You could take a wide receiver there.
Sure.
Not anticipating that they're going to start immediately. Keep Ayuk. And then figure out what you're going to do between him and Debo, knowing you have the heir apparent in the building. Or maybe he just becomes your third wide receiver and you lean in more on being a pass-happy offense than a run-first offense like they were and have been.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, McCaffrey's their most important weapon, and they're paying another guy $24 million in Debo Samuel, and they're going to have to pay the quarterback at some point. So I see the dilemma, but the one thing that I think is, I don't know if it's clear, but if Ayuk thinks he's a $25 million a year receiver and the Niners think he's a $25 million receiver, it should be relatively easy. They come at 25. All right, so 25 is what? You think 25 is too much for the 49ers? Or do you think 25 is not enough for Ayuk?
No, I think it would be a spot for them both. I think the Niners are just notorious for trying to get the better end of whatever deal that they're involved in. I mean, look, we saw Nick Bosa reset the market. They're not afraid to hand out a albatross contract or pay players that they need to pay.
I agree, but I think when John Lynch, and this is what I think a lot of management people do, when they say, you know, you have a history of you know, the guys you really, really want. Like it was obvious that Bosa wasn't going to go anywhere. I don't think it's obvious that they're afraid of Ayuk not be, like, they, I understand being afraid of not having Nick Bosa on the team, but are they as afraid of not having Ayuk on the team? Do they really think they're one Brandon Ayuk not being here away from not contending? Like, that, those are, to me, the questions they have to ask. 888-957-9570 is the number. Matt Simons along with Evan Giddings. Brandon Ayuk, he's going to be the 49er player the next couple days that is talked about the most. And my question to 49er fans is simple. I mean, are you getting nervous that he may not be part of this team's future, or is this just business as usual? Are you alarmed by some of the numbers that he put up in the postseason? And do you think that's something that, you know, maybe the 49ers are considering as they move forward here, either with or without Brandon Ayuk? 888-957-9570 is the number. A reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Goo on the free Odyssey app. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Come on.
Gotta fix the camera.
We got the draft in 48 hours, or close to.
I'll tell you what, when a texter texts in and it's on the money,
yeah,
I go with it. And the 650 told me to do something, and I did it.
It's been on fire today.
Yeah. 650, look at Ayuk's playoff stats. That'll tell you why he's not going to get paid.
Okay.
I mean, he's played in 9 playoff games, Brandon Ayuk. How many touchdowns does he have in 9 postseason games?
2?
Close.
How many?
1.
Ah.
How many 100-yard receiving games does he have?
Well, this I know the answer to.
Okay.
0.
Okay. How many 80-yard receiving games does he have?
0.
How many 78-yard receiving?
No, you're right. Yeah, he doesn't have a standout marquee playoff game. You know how many 100-yard games Deebo Samuel has receiving?
One. He's got one.
He's played in 12 playoff games. He's had 1. It was against the Seahawks.
Who's been more of an impact player in the postseason for the Niners? Probably been Deebo, because he carried him that 1 year, right?
Oh, the year that they got to the 2022 year, NFC Championship game?
The year they had to run him a lot.
See, that would surprise you, though. Yes, he had 10 for 72 in the first round against Dallas with a touchdown. But as far as receiving, he hasn't had a breakout game either.
No, he hasn't.
Like, neither Deebo Samuel nor Brandon Ayuk have had game-changing postseason performances, in my opinion.
Well, the numbers would tell you. You're right.
Same with George Kittle. We're going there.
Oh, boy. Look up his. What the hell's he done?
Well, he blocks.
Let's go to Jim in Martinez. Wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk. What's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. It's pretty painful thinking about the Niners.
Why?
I haven't been able to rewatch the game.
Oh.
Hey, I'm just thinking of McCaffrey going down and fumbling the ball to start. That just kind of turned the momentum, but I think we definitely want IU back. No question. I think maybe he hasn't quite proven himself, but I think that has more to do with, like, the offensive line. And if I'm playing the Niners in a playoff game, I'm trying to take that guy away because we know what that guy does. Whereas Deebo, it's harder because he does all these different things, and you got to try to stop the running game. But you know what Ayuk is about. I say 100% we need that guy back. But the whole that clown who called in a minute ago about Shanahan,
yes,
that was really good, Stein. we're putting Shanahan on notice. He's only been to 2 Super Bowls, and he only gets the NFC Championship like every other year. So, yeah, I don't think there's any other teams that would want that guy. You know what I'm saying? Good Lord.
Yeah, no. I appreciate the appreciate the support, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Brandon Ayuk's best.
Well, so do you just not care about the regular season? It just doesn't matter?
Well, you know what's funny? And I don't know how it is in football.
You don't.
What?
I'm just assuming.
No, I think Ayuk's a good receiver. I think he's probably in the 49ers' mind, a $20 million receiver. I think once you get up to 25, you're talking about one of the top, 3 to 5 receivers in the NFL. Maybe they don't think he's that, elite of a receiver. But I also, I also think the thing compounding this is that he is their best traditional receiver. Like, he's their most representative of a number one. I mean, do you think he is a bona fide number one?
I think he'd be a number one on 85% of teams.
Okay, but using that theory, you know,
he's the Niners' number one receiver.
But that doesn't mean he should be the number. He should be comparable to a number one receiver on another team.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is if
like he had a better year than Stephon Diggs did.
Right. What I'm saying is
catching balls from Josh Allen.
If Tyreek Hill is the gold standard, he's the number one. He's the highest paid wide receiver. He's on the Chiefs. He's a number. He's their number one.
Dolphins. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dolphins. You can't want 30, right?
No. Well,
so like I didn't
suggest $30 million.
No, but what I'm saying is, let's say Tyreek Hill's the highest paid number one on a team. All right, just for kicks.
Yeah.
Who's the lowest paid number one on any team?
The lowest paid number one.
Let's say it's 12. Something. Let's say let's play the highest paid receiver on the team.
Usually that's in like the $20 million range, at least from what I can tell.
Okay.
You know, you're looking at Mike Evans, $20 million. I guess, you know, Amari Cooper, $20 million.
You think Ayuk's better than Amari Cooper?
Yes.
Then I wonder why it's not, you know, why it sounds like it's not a sure thing. Unless we're reading too much into it.
Well,
I don't know.
And possibly, but I just feel like the one reason that I guess I'm hesitant about Ayuk is just because of what Lynch, I think, was referencing when he mentioned the previous years and wanted to get it done faster or earlier than sooner, because it clearly, the negotiations or extended summers clearly impacted the play of both Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel. And both of them admitted that played a role. Bosa makes more sense because it was deeper into the offseason. But even Deebo, who signed in July, said that it impacted his season. He was not as good. So how is it going to affect Ayuk? I think that's the biggest reason the Niners should either get this done before that point, or if you don't really feel that strongly about him, well, then, Steiner, you should trade him tomorrow or by Thursday night.
Yeah.
Like, you should, if you don't want to pay him $25 million, which I believe he has every right to demand, well, then you should trade him before the draft.
What if they want to pay him 20?
I don't think that's going to get it done. I'm sure they'd love to pay him $20 million. I don't think Ayuk is signing for that much.
Here's the part that I think is interesting, because I feel like this has been an argument used in favor of paying Brandon Ayuk. But on the other hand, I could look at it from the opposite way, and it's this way. Okay, 49ers, they're in a Super Bowl window, all right? So let's pay Brandon Ayuk because Brock Purdy is on the verge of a very important year. The 49ers have Super Bowl aspirations. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. Like, wouldn't you want to see what Brock Purdy's like without these unrealistic weapons that he's likely not to have moving forward with his new contract? If just work with me here on theory.
All right.
You know, 2 years from now, they're not going to be able to pay Purdy, McCaffrey, Deebo, Ayuk, and let's just throw Kittle in there.
Yeah.
So if you know you can't pay all five of those, why would you create kind of another? I mean, I get go all in this year to try to win a Super Bowl, but don't you think next year the 49ers know they're going to have to lose one of their guys if they pay Purdy? And isn't anybody worried about how Purdy will, you know, play with maybe less talent around him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're worried about any quarterback that is going to play with less weapons. But I don't know. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it. But like, I'm not going to set up Brock Purdy to show me if he deserves to be paid. That almost sounds like sacrificing a season to find out if you have a quarterback. Like, I don't think you can approach it that way.
No, what I'm saying is, let's say you pay Brandon Ayuk. Okay, now Purdy comes back and they go 12-5, but they don't win a Super Bowl. Well, now what are you going to do? Now you have to pay Brock Purdy $40 million, but you have to lose some of his weapons. Like, at that point, you're shot, aren't you? Not shot, but at that point, I would ask, well, how are you ever going to get better once that happens?
I mean, not necessarily, though.
Like, how are you going to get better the minute you have to pay Brock Purdy?
Well, I think that's why having finally first-round picks is something that's valuable, because you are afforded the luxury of drafting for depth as opposed to drafting for necessity. The 49ers don't need to use their first-round pick or second-round pick or however many, I think it's like three multiple fourth-round picks. You don't have to use all those picks to fill starting positions. Your team is largely set. I mean, outside of Ayuk, if Ayuk's back, you have your wide receiver core. You know what your offensive line is pretty much going to be. You know your running back room. You know your linebackers, your D-line. Maybe there's a spot that it is competitive, but, I mean, the Niners are set. They were an overtime loss away from winning the Super Bowl. That's pretty damn close. And yes, on paper, you might not get better if you have to make Debo or Ayuk walk, but Steiner, you're also the person that's told us multiple times that you don't have to make a choice before you actually have to make the choice.
No,
and I don't think the Niners have to make a choice this offseason, which is why I believe they pay Ayuk, and then they kick the can down the road.
Well, that's what I would think they're going to do. But I guess, and maybe, and that's what I'm trying to gauge. I mean, if you know, if you're trying to kick the ball, you know, kick the can down the road, shouldn't this be done already? Picking at 25. Okay, done. Let's move on. But we know we're going to have to address it next year. Probably one of these guys is like, I guess what I'm saying is, if you know you can't have Ayuk and Debo long term, would you really stickle, for lack of a better word, for like $5 million if you know you're coming off one of them in a year anyway? And you know you have to have Ayuk this year to reach your potential.
Well, maybe there's also a possibility that they maybe don't move off of both those guys because, I don't know, God forbid Christian McCaffrey gets hurt this year or your running backs are not as productive. Well, then maybe you might want Debo Samuel because he can also play running back. And then you need a number one wide receiver and Ayuk fills that slot. Like, I think the Niners keeping everything together is a wise choice because you've seen it work. And another year, I don't know if chemistry or cohesion might be the difference of what gets them over the top, but I don't know. Like, I'm not moving off of one of those two guys before I have to. And unless they prove that they deserve to be moved off of, then I'm keeping them around. Like, I think Ayuk is a very, very good wide receiver. Is he the best in his class? Is he the best in the league? No. But I also don't think the Niners operate optimally without him.
888-957-9570 is the number. NFL draft coming up on Thursday. 49ers have the 31st pick in the draft. But all the conversation yesterday at 49er headquarters is John Lynch greeted the media was pretty much about Brandon Ayuk. And I want to take a listen to how specific John Lynch was about Ayuk from yesterday.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me.
That's actually from a while ago. This is the one I want from yesterday. Asked if he communicates with him.
Sure. We receive calls about a lot of players. Yeah.
All right, so, and then here's the money one.
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract, and we're looking forward to that.
So what I'm trying to figure out is how serious this thing is in terms of looking at the timeline of when they got guys signed in the past. Knowing I'm a guy that doesn't like to worry. That it'll get done. I don't want to be guru and say, but Steiny, I'm worried, and then in 2 months they reach an agreement.
Sure.
But it does sound like this one's got some kind of mouse traps and some challenges in it that maybe we're not taking into consideration. Like, I'm starting to think the 49ers may not view Ayuk as a $25 million Like that's the way I'm looking at it. If you're telling me he wants 25, are you telling me the Niners aren't at 25 right now, but that's a place they could get to? And if so, why? When are they going to get to it, and why?
Well, I mean, it's classic penny pinching. You don't pay anyone more than you have to, and as the player or the employee, you're trying to get every single last dime possible. So I think that's probably what it comes down to for me. But it's interesting though, because so Ian Rappaport also earlier today said that one of the big factors in a potential trade is that there are other teams that would pay Ayuk, as opposed to Deebo Samuel 2 years ago. I think you could make much more of a case that Deebo Samuel is a system player than Ayuk because of how they use him, because of his versatile skill set. I think he's very important to the 49ers, but I don't know if they traded Deebo Samuel 2 summers ago, is someone giving him, you know, the 3 for 72 or 73 that he got? Perhaps. But I think Ayuk is someone that a lot of teams can envision coming in and being the exact same. I mean, it's different surroundings. You don't have as much talent, probably. But I don't know. Maybe there's a team with a young quarterback. You know, maybe, well, I guess Houston just went out and got Diggs. But I don't know, Jacksonville. You know, if Trevor Lawrence believes, and that front office believes that Ayuk is a number one, in a way, I think Ayuk's skill set is much more transferable to other teams than Deebo's. And so that might keep his value a little higher because they know that there are other teams out there that will give him that money.
What about if I just looked at these receivers and said, you know, in terms of explosiveness, he's not in Lamb's class. He's not in Jefferson's class. Like when you're talking who's the most explosive player on the Niners?
McCaffrey.
And then who's second?
Well, in terms of like straight line speed or?
I wanted you to say Deebo Samuel.
Oh.
And that's what I'm kind of getting at is, can a team that emphasizes the run, okay, and pays and has a running back on their can a team that's paying a running back as much as the 49ers are paying McCaffrey, and then as much as the 49ers are paying Deebo Samuel, and then as much as the 49ers know they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, like if they don't want to kick the can down the road, maybe they think this is the easiest way to address it in terms of right now we might be ready to do it with Ayuk. You know what I mean? Like a couple years ago, Deebo was coming off that great offseason. They got paid. They went and they got McCaffrey, but now they're in a different spot. And I'm going to use the Warriors. Maybe like now, guess what? Clay just happens to be kind of the guy who had the worst timing. We don't think we're a championship team anymore, and he's the guy who's up for a contract extension, and we're going to look to go in a different direction. Okay, the Niners. We paid Deebo Samuel. We acquired Christian McCaffrey. We know we're going to have to pay Purdy in a year or so. Guess what? We can't. We've got to bite the bullet on Brandon Ayuk. Not his fault, just the way it is.
I feel like if you're going to bite the bullet, though, a $5 million difference or that kind of sum, I don't know if that would be the biggest.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Like, why would that be the determining factor? So if Ayuk says he's not signing for $20 million, he's gone. And if the Niners say, we can't pay you $25 million, Ayuk says, get me out of here.
I mean, it sounds crazy. But I
mean, $5 million is not insignificant, especially to the cap. But the one thing that they have to figure this out soon, because if they do not trade him by the draft, I think Ayuk's going to be a 49er. But if you actually decide that maybe you do want to bite the bullet, like they have to make a choice about Brandon Ayuk in the next 48 hours. And I think that's why we heard John Lynch saying, I'm not addressing this about whether he was allowed to ask for a trade or request one or not. You know, we want to have him around. All of these things are he's speaking in vagaries. I think because there is a tough choice that they're making right now, and they know they only have a certain amount of time to do it. Because if you are going to trade Ayuk, then I would assume that you're taking someone in that draft, maybe not the first round, but you're taking somebody to be his replacement.
Here's more on John Lynch.
Is there any chance he is not on this roster Friday?
I wouldn't anticipate that, you know. Yeah.
See, this is how you know something's going on, because here was his answer to a regular draft question.
Okay.
No, I think the only, you know, you're always thinking about that position, and to know we have an answer
quarterback
there, and a really good one, that's comforting, and it allows us just to go and build around him and make our team stronger. You know, I think very highly of our roster, what we have. I think it's going to be hard for these, you know, for young kids to come in and make a mark, but there's good players, and that's our job to find that, because you have to have that. As many of our players as we've paid, you have to rely on rookie contracts, and so we need to infuse all those things that I said earlier, and we need some players to come out of this draft, because they're going to be playing next year and into the future, and that opportunity's there.
Yeah, that was John Lynch talking about the draft as a whole, 49ers selecting it at 31. And, I mean, that's the other thing. They've won 25 games over the last 2 years in the regular season. You know, how many of these guys are going to be factors? You look at the last 2 years of the 49er draft picks, and I don't know whether to be critical of them or whether to praise them, because it's been hard for their picks the last 2 years to get on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has. And it's a function of them being as good as they are.
You can make a case Brock Purdy shouldn't have been on the field. He wasn't supposed to be his rookie season. They fell into that. I mean, a lot of times in football, players emerge because of injuries. For example, their top selection last year was in the third round. Jair Brown probably doesn't play a whole lot last year if Talanoa Hufanga doesn't tear his ACL. So, you know, right now, I think Lynch is talking about this draft class being important, because, you know, if you're looking at the last two, really the last three, Hufanga and Purdy are the only hits.
Right.
And Hufanga is the only one that I think you can give them credit for identifying late and saying this is going to be our dude, because he was a bulldog from day one. Purdy was obviously talented, but they had to clear a runway for him via injury. So everyone else right now is just kind of a depth piece. It, like, rookie contracts are important, but at some point you do need guys that are able to play or that you can envision helping you within a year or two.
Well, and if you look at their big boys, I mean, they've done a great job through the draft. I mean, you look at these guys for the last 5 years. They've drafted Purdy. They drafted Bosa. They drafted Debo Samuel. They drafted Kittle.
Yep.
They drafted Ayuk. They drafted Fred Warner. They drafted Dre Greenlaw. The only players they acquired through a trade are McCaffrey and Jimmy Garoppolo, and then free agent was Trent Williams, right? He was a free agent. Or did they trade for Trent Williams?
They traded for Trent.
They traded for Trent Williams, too. That's right. He was having trouble.
Hargrave was a free agent.
No, Hargrave was a free agent. He was the one guy on the list. So if you look at how they built, I mean, they built through the draft in a big way.
And then they pay those guys. That's what they do. And I think that's what generally good organizations, good franchises do. You draft well, you keep that talent, you groom that talent, and you use them to compete for as long and hard as you possibly can. And the Niners are going on, it was the eighth year for Shanahan.
Yep.
But this is also going to be for this core. I mean, really, since the 2019 season, it'll be the sixth year together. And if they're able to get back to where we all believe they can, which is at least the postseason, and I think the NFC Championship game is again the bar. I mean, I know they haven't won it yet, Steiny, but this, you can look at the front office and say you have done a very good job of building a contender from the ground up, in fact.
They've done a great job of building a contender. There's no doubt about that. 888-957-9570 is the number. The one thing I want to get a sense of from 49er fans, so I'm asking for your help right here, Niner fans. The way we're all talking about Brandon Ayuk, and the way you hear John Lynch talking about Brandon Ayuk when asked by the media, I mean, what is your sense of the gravity of this situation? Because I'm trying to figure out if this is one of those, to use a guru, nothing to see here. Look, there's nothing to see here. They'll extend Brandon Ayuk at some point this summer. That's what they do. Or is it, do you feel like there's some trouble brewing here with Brandon Ayuk? Is there more here than just meets the eye? And you're worried about his future as a 49er. 888-957 9570. Is trouble brewing with Brandon Ayuk, or are you assured and feel good that he's going to be a 49er and there's not a lot to see here? Reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Goo on the free Odyssey app. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.